and welcome. You're listening to Agronomy and Economy from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center. I am Ryan Beto, an NDSU Area Extension Specialist in Cropping Systems.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, an instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program, employee of Bismarck State College.
Today we're going to talk to you about storage and protecting your investments. When storing your grain, you have options, but you need to keep in mind that your goal is to keep the grain dry while providing adequate aeration to control your grain temperature. There are some pros and cons to each grain storage option.
A 2014 Reuters article cited grain bags as costing 5 to 7 cents per bushel, while traditional grain bins cost $1.50 to $2 per bushel for storage costs. While the upfront costs may sound appealing, there are unaccounted costs in these numbers. In addition to the bags, you need to account for the initial investment of capital in the equipment to use the baggers. Also, while the grain bags are cheaper, you need to be concerned about the lack of flexibility of long-term storage with these bags. You can't circulate air through the grain bags the way you can a grain bin, so the grain needs to be harvested dry. Additionally, these bags are susceptible to pests such as pheasants, mice, and raccoons. They can wreak havoc on the bags. What you see as a storage, they see as an all-you-can-eat buffet. And while they're eating your crop, these losses are eating away at your bottom line.
As with anything, proper management is the key to using this option successfully. When planning on using a grain bag, keep in mind that this works best as a temporary storage and it's buying you time. There are a few keys to successfully storing grain in bags. First, select a proper site. It should be away from trees and fence lines, and this will reduce the chances of wildlife or brush-related breaks in the bag. Also, choose a site that is elevated and well-drained. When filling the bags, it is vital to start with the end in mind. The grain should be dry, and if it exceeds the safe storage moisture content, it could heat, and you don't have the option of cooling with aeration in the bag. Be sure to observe the grain at several locations throughout the bag. By being vigilant and planning ahead, you can hopefully successfully use this tool.
That's all we have for you today. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions, feel free to visit us at the second floor of the Dickinson Research Extension Center, 1041 State Avenue, Dickinson, North Dakota, or call us at 701-456-1100. This has been Agronomy and Economy. I'm Levi Helmuth, a farm business management instructor, so the economy portion.
And I'm Ryan Beto, NDSU Area Extension Specialist in Cropping Systems, or the agronomy of Agronomy and Economy. Thanks for joining us, and have a good one.